Fardis. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Abe Fardis on 90.
Yeah. He's going to get in his car and going up to New York for a business engagement. Be back tomorrow morning.
Any problem?
No, sir. I told him that it was tough going as to whether this would go to one committee or the other, and that this would be awkward for Joe, and that's reason number two, and reason number three is that I thought that if he were there, just heat up the job just generally, and that that's something that he ought to avoid. And he said, I get it, and I think you're right about it, and I'll do this.
Okay, I think we're gonna have to find the principal, and I know it, but I said, I think we're gonna have to get him to put his ingenious mind to work. One of them is he made a substantial contribution to Dirksen. I don't know what other things they are, but the best defense is an offense, and you're gonna have to have something. You just can't have Reynolds explaining things. We're gonna have to have, they just got to be talking to Burns. Now, they've got a peculiar theory of law, which I don't know, but I just wish they had Alvin Wirtz over there running that Justice Department. But they've got a theoretical thing that Burns is really not involved because they can't prove that the stock that they gave him had much value or something like that. But the facts are that Burns got this ruling. Changed, number one, that they sold him stock at considerably less than it was worth. Number two, that he's chairman of the Ways and Means Committee under the Republicans, and that is more than anybody has done on our side, but he's not even being interviewed anymore. He just dropped, and we've got to pull that back in. If we're going to go to looking at contributions, we've got to have somebody assigned to it and see the reports that Goldwater made as chairman of the senatorial committee. The same thing that Bobby was a secretary for, Goldwater was chairman of. He received the money, he distributed it, and we just can't let them get by with murder. I know Kennedy had a fellow named Carmine Bellino that he traced down a Rockefeller's airplane that brought in a bunch of hate Catholic stuff into Dallas. And hell, they had it traced down and made him apologize and everything else. So we have got to find something like that to go along so that Clark can say, okay, we're going to subpoena, if we are McClellan, we're going to subpoena Mr. Burns along with Mr. Reynolds. And
Nick told me that he was going to go back on Mr. Burns.
Well, they sent us a memo over here, which you ought to look at and get Walter to show it to you, which in effect says that there's nothing on Burns. Looks like to me a very lazy, very lazy, apologetic way of dismissing it. Looked like it's written by Burns' lawyer. That's the way I read it. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I'd look at it. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
The hell do you mean by saying you're not a lawyer, Mr. President? You're the best lawyer without a license, I know.
Okay, partner.
Can I mention one other thing to you?
Mm-hmm.
I was at dinner last night with a lot of big shots. There are mostly Republicans. They're all for you. There was talk about this United Givers Fund thing. I really think you ought to make a film on that. George has now got a proposal from them.
I basically am 1,000% against the President of the United States being a goddamn spot radio announcer. I don't think he ought to ever go on unless he's got something to talk to the nation. If he's going to lobby for every Red Cross and every United Nations and every Rotary International, every Food for Peace, and all of them, he is just a radio announcer, and that's beneath him, and he oughtn't to be doing it. That's number one. Number two, they went over and demanded a ruling about whether it could go on or not, and they got one that couldn't on the networks. So I don't want to do that. Number two, and if I do it for them, I've got Red Cross. You have no idea what it is, and Number three, I'm against any solicitations. I don't think the president ought to do it, and they've got me on them. And you have no idea. Every foundation in the country wants you to be co-chairman of this and co-chairman of that. So I just don't believe it's worth it, and I don't think it's going to, history's going to remember whether I went on the TV or radio on some goddamn chicken shit United Givers. I never did it as a congressman or a senator. I just thought it was beneath them to go out and say, I solicit you to do your duty by the Boy Scouts. They ought to be used for that. Let the damn chairman of the day do it, but not the president.
Well, it's just been an established tradition that presidents kick off.
Well, that's unestablished, some of them.
Right, sir. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Put him.